Okay, so we are going to talk about two things today. The first is we're going to talk about brachos on machalos asuros, which we talked about once before, but this is really the sugya. And then we're going to talk about amiratzos, figure out if we are ame haaretz or not. So the Mishnah says that we're not mezamein, basically for machalos asuros. The Mishnah says even if it's only an iser drabanan. And there's two ways to read this Mishnah. According to the Ravid, it's Mishnah is talking about Zimun, to say Mizamnit. So it doesn't mean to say that you don't make a bracha, you would make a bracha. The reason why I don't make a Zimun is because if you have Machalos Asuros, the way the Rashba explains the Ravid is Mipnei She'ein Chaveirav Rishayim L'Schaber Imo B'Chabura. There's no Ischabras with this food. Right, you can't be mischaber because it's machalos asuros. The whole idea of zimun is when three people eat together. So you can't. That means it has to be food that each of them are able to eat. In fact, the Rishonim point out that you might have even thought that there's no zimun if one person is eating food that's aser to the other person, like a truma or the like. Here we say that they are able to be mischaber, and I think we won't do this of you now, though. The way we paskin is that the person leading the Zimun has to be able to eat from both. Now, we don't have that so much anymore with Truma, but it is relevant for Milchiks and Fleishiks. If you have somebody, let's say one person eating Milchiks and two people eating Fleishiks, the person eating Milchiks should lead the Zimun because he could eat from the Fleishiks. The people from eating the Fleishiks can eat from the Milchiks. We'll get back to that later. Right now, we'll focus on machalos asuros. So that's the pshat. The pshat is that since they can't be mischaber imo, so therefore there is no zimun. But why shouldn't you be chayv in bracha like anybody else? The Rambam disagrees. This is in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Yotess. Kol ha'ochal davar yotess. I'm sorry. Kol ha'ochal davar ha'aser bein bezadon bein mishkaga ein mevarch alav lo betchilav lo besof ketzad. So according to the Rambam, we have a shaila. That's clearly you don't make a bracha if you eat machalos asuros be'iser. But what about if you eat machalos asuros be'heter, like b'makom sakana? Or you're eating on Yom Kippur because you're a chola. What's the halacha? So from the Rambam, it's not entirely clear. But if you take a look at the Ritva, Mem Hei Amud Aleph in Brachos, he understands, like the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha on Machalos Asuros. First of all, it brings a raya from our Mishnah for the Rambam, because the raya is that it says in the Mishnah, V'ashamash ha'achal pachos mikizayis is mevarech. Now, pachos is not mevarech. Now, obviously, when it says pachos mikzayis, it's not just that he's not mezamein, but it means he's not mevarech. So you see that the cases in the Mishnah when it says enu mezamein must mean enu mevarech. So too, when it says machalos asuros, even though it says enu mezamein, it means enu mevarech. Now, don't say like the Ravid. The Ravid's point is enu mezamein must mean enu mezamein, but yes, you make a bracha. Well, clearly that's not true for pachos mikzayis. So if it's not true for pachos mikzayis, why couldn't it also not be true for Machalos Asuros? Yes, Aaron.
Do you think it's surprising considering that Rambam seems to separate Zimun and Birkas Hamazon?
What do you mean separate?
Meaning if you view Zimun related to Birkas Hamazon, so then you can make a jump to Bracha Rishona, meaning according to the Rambam, because according to the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam links Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona.
Well, let's get there in a sec. We'll get there one moment. Okay, you're bringing up a good point, but you're still a step ahead, right? You're saying, how did the Rambam jump from the Mishnah, which is talking about Bracha Achrona, let's say, to Bracha Rishona? We'll get there in a second.
That's okay. It's just Zimun to Birkas Hamazon.
Well, Zimun to Birkas Hamazon. First, we have to deal with the textual issue, right? So the Ritva showed us how to deal with the textual issue. The Ravid asked the textual kasha. So the Ritva defends the Rambam textually, right? Now, what about what would the Ravid say about the Ritva's diuk, right? So maybe the Ravid would be Lashitasa that you do make a bracha chrona on Pachlos Mikazayis. Remember, he held, he made a bar in Nefashos, I think. So now what's the reason for the Ritva? Again, maybe this is the reason for the Rambam as well. What's the reason why you don't make a bracha on Machal Sasuros? So he says, D'mikevan shiyesh aveira b'achilaso, ein zemevarech elam minahet. Why don't you make a bracha? This is an aveira. Ein zemevarech elam minahet, according to the Rambam Bavakama. Now, if that's the reason why I don't make a bracha, so l'chora, if you ate beheter, you should make a bracha, right? Because you're not doing anything wrong. But if we read on in the Ritva, he says, v'afilu beheter, kigon nisukan shetzarech lahem hatomer shivarech zeh, v'vaday in a rawi. Should you make a bracha? It's certainly inappropriate. Now, one second, I don't understand. Here it's not an aveira, right? Here it's not... Originally, the Sfar of the Ritva says, Mikevan Chiesh Aveira Bachilaso. Here it's not an Aveira. So you have to say that even though, first he was talking about where there's Aveira, that certainly Ein Zeh Mevarech Elam Minayitz, and then he's Mosif, that even if there isn't an Aveira, still it's Ein Ra'ui Levarech. Why is it Ein Ra'ui Levarech? He doesn't explain, he just says Ein Ra'ui Levarech. Maybe it's because of Chafetz Shalisser. And that's why the Ritva continues to explain that if you're dealing with an Isser de Rabbanan, that you're eating Beheter, that you should make a bracha. Now, why would that be? Maybe the pshat is because in that case, there's no Isser Chafetz and there's no Isser Gavra, al derech the Nesivos, meaning to say when it comes to an Isser de Rabbanan. So when it comes to an Isser de Raisa, let's say, so there's both an Isser on the person, an Isser Maisa. If you want an Isser and a Gavra, don't eat the Nevela. And there's an Isser on a Chafetz. Chafetz and Nevela is a Chafetz shel Isser. Sometimes there's no Isser on a Gavra, like Remakom Sakana. When it comes to Isser Drabanan, Isser Drabanan is not a din in a Chafetz. The Chafetz was tainted, then the Torah would have asked it. It's just an Isser on the Gavra, right? So therefore, you shouldn't do it because Hashem said don't do it. Because the Chachamim said don't do it, Hashem said listen to the Chachamim. So if it's beheter, so then there's neither a chisan in the chafetz, neither a chisan in the gavra, and therefore it's mutter. That's what he's saying. It's like the nesivos. And nesivos writes very famously that you don't have to do tshuva for nesed rabban and bishelgeg. Why? Because when you come to nesed deraisa, there's two issues. One is if you do it b'mezid, it's mered, and two is it's a chafetz shelisser. When it comes to nesed rabbanan, it's not a din in the chafetz. It's just a din in the It's a mered, right? So if you did a bishogeg, then you don't need to do tshuva. It's not neither in a chefza nor in a gavra. So the point is over here, that's what the Ritva is saying. The Ritva says that for an iser de rabbanan that you're eating beheter, then you would make a bracha. Now, the Ritva then continues, and he writes that someone who needs to eat on Yom Kippur, ein levarich lo lefanav v'lo le'achrav, delav hanalo elat sa'ara. So this is not Hana, this is Tsar, right? Somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur, right? Is anybody ever happy to eat on Yom Kippur? Nobody's happy to eat. Nobody wants to eat on Yom Kippur. Everybody wants to fast on Yom Kippur. We're talking about Heil Geyidin. So you should make a bracha. Now, first of all, it's sort of interesting because he needs an additional svara over here, right? Why doesn't the previous svara that he said work? Maybe because in Yom Kippur, we're dealing with not a din in the chafetza, right? It's just a din in the gavra. Meaning to say, it's not like it's a food becomes a chafetza shalisser on Yom Kippur, and you're doing it beheter. So it's not a din in it's not a chafetza shalisser. You're doing it beheter. So therefore, you should make a bracha, just like the Ritva said by din d'rabbanan, right? Din d'rabbanan, there's no iser d'rabbanan beheter. It's not a chafetz, it's not a gav. It's no iser in the chafetz, no iser in the gavra. It should be mutter. So he's saying, who aden on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is just, it's a zman iser achila. Right? Remember, we saw that's why a number of achronim say there's no din of safinan on Yom Kippur, because we only say safinan on an iser chafetz, not an iser gavra. So then he says, so therefore for Yom Kippur, he needs a new svara. What's a svara? Very interesting svara. Lav hanahu lo ela tsa'ara. This is not hana, this is pain. So what do you see from this ritva? You see that this ritva holds that bracha rishona and bracha achrona are both a din in hana, right? This is like the Rashba that we saw at the beginning of Ketz Mevarchim. We can't get away from this topic, right? In other words, he's saying this. You could have said, okay, in ze hana lo, so therefore you shouldn't make a bracha rishona, right? But why are you making a? Why don't you make a bracha achrona, right? So you see that bracha rishona and bracha achrona are both the same machayev. The machayev is hana. And therefore, in terms of Yom Kippur, you shouldn't make a bracha rishona and you shouldn't make a bracha achrona. So I don't know if this is what you were referring to, Aaron, before. But what you see, what you're suggesting, I think what you were suggesting is a similar thing in the Rambam, that the Rambam equates bracha rishona and bracha achrona. In other words, even if you say that the Mishnah teaches us you don't make a bracha achrona, how do we know you don't make a bracha rishona? It's presumably the same source, which also implies a certain degree of equivalency. However, what we don't know in the Rambam is whether what the Rambam would say about machalos asuros beheter. Right? The Ritva said that you don't make a bracha. The Ritva was very clear. The Rambam isn't clear. We know the Rambam doesn't say make a bracha if you did it b'isser, but what would the Rambam say if you do it beheter? That is not clear from the Rambam. However, the Rashba Netshuva understood that according to the Rambam, you wouldn't make a bracha even if it's b'makom sakana. The Beis Yosef over here in Simon Reish Dalid quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim in the name of the Rama that says that if you're eating machal sasuros b'makom sakana, you don't make a bracha kol midi de refua, and he brings a raya from Chanak de Onza. We discussed this already. We thought this is very interesting that he brings this raya, but seems to be that his understanding is anything that you're eating without hana doesn't get a bracha. It's considered ones. And the Beis Yosef asks, but 1 second, you make a bracha on shemen if you're shosa with hanigram l'refua, so how could you say you don't make a bracha if it's l'refua? So we suggested maybe Rabbi Yeruchim agrees if it's regular food, as opposed to something that's only eaten l'refua. We had a kash on that from Shasisa. Ayin Shum, what we discussed. But the Beis Yosef writes that from the Rush, you see that you do make a bracha achrona on Yom Kippur. The Rush is explicitly that if somebody's b'makom sakana, you would make a bracha achrona. And this is, but if you remember, the Beis Yosef was medayik, I don't remember if it was the Beis Yosef or the Ra'ah, or I mean, the Magen Avraham, who was medayik from the Ra'ah, that you don't make a bracha even on Yom Kippur. And it's not surprising that was the Ra'ah, because that's exactly what we saw explicitly in the Ritva. The truth is that the Diuk was a very interesting one, because the Ra'ah didn't say it anywhere. So how do we know that is the view of the Ra'ah? Because in the Tshuva, the Rashba is coming to Lafuke a certain position. So who else does the Rashba, who's like the Bar Plugta of the Rashba, even though he doesn't name him? If the Ra'ah, that's the Bar Plugta. So Mistama, it was the Ra'ah who held this view. And in fact, as we know, we just saw that was explicitly the view of the Ritva. The Chusa Rashba, by the way, is Chelak Aleph Simin Tuf Shin Tzadi Dalid. Now, the problem with that Tshuva and the Rashba, and I don't really have an answer, is that there seems to be a stira in the Rashba's position. Because the Rashba over here, in our parak in Shlosha Shachlo at the beginning, writes that he agrees to the Rambam that you don't make a bracha on Isser, and he quotes the Ravid Shita, who disagrees, and he says about the Ravid that I think the Rambam is right. He says, "Vizuhi achas min hasagos shehesig alav haRavid zal." These are one of the hasagos. He uses the same lashon in Tshuva here also. I don't know what that means. This is one of the hasagos haRavid. But says the Rashba, "V'li nira k'dibe haRambam meditnan umaisinan labashabes hadmai ma'arvin bo mishtapvin bo mevarchan alav umizamnin alav umafrishin oso arum uveinashmashos de alma." Demai hu demar hu demivarchin alav ha tabel en mivarchin alav. The Mishnah that says you make a bracha on Dumai implies that you don't make a bracha on Tevel, on Machal Sasuros. So that sounds like the Rambam. The Doche Kulomar de Mivrachin on Kedinak de Agav Gurara de Mizamnin. It's sure to say it, right? What the Ravid would have to say is, well, why does it say Mivrachin? Because it mentions Mizamnin. But that's fair. So therefore, the Rashba has a raya again for the Rambam. Now, what I didn't, you know, what I don't know the answer to is in the Tshuvas HaRashba that I mentioned before, there he rejects the Rambam's view. He says, he quotes the Rambam's view. Uvevadei HaRambam kasa bochol tevel shen mevarech. Aval minayin lo. How did the Rambam know this? Aval haravid tafas alav bezet vizu achas mehasagosav. Same lashon. This is one of the hasagos of the Ravid. And he says that the Ravid chap the Rambam on this. So I don't know which one he wrote first. I don't know which one, if he wrote the tshuva first or the chidushim first, but it does seem like there is a stira in the Rashba. One place he prefers the Ravid's view and another place he prefers the Rambam's view. We mentioned that the Bach argues that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, you would make a bracha on Yom Kippur. And that's because there's a chiluk between a iser chefza that's mutter b'makom sakana versus a heter chefza that just happens to be zman iser, like on Yom Kippur. But the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Bach. The Magen Avraham says, no, just like if you make, you eat iser b'makom sakana, that you should make a bracha, because mitzvah ka'avit l'hatzil nafsho. So too, there's no difference. And he brought a raya from the Hagos Maimonios. And he writes, V'odner ali da'af Rabbeinu Yerucham lo mairi ela ba'ochal davar l'refua she'ein ose l'hanaso. Meaning to say that somebody who has nothing to eat and he is in danger of dying, or maybe a chol on Yom Kippur, in that case, even Rabbeinu Yerucham would say, you make a bracha. It's only where the doctor says you better eat this, otherwise, you know, this type of food, which happens to be aser, in order to live, to fight this disease. So that's when he said you wouldn't make a bracha. Fine. So Bekitzer, again, what is, it's not shayach that the Svar Rabbeinu Yerucham is botzei abirech, because he says mitzvah ka'avit. That's what we thought. But then we saw the Ritva also says the Svar of Botzei Abirech, yet he says even when it's done beheter. And that's because there's this additional Svara that it's ein ra'ui levarech when it's something that's aser. The Rama paskins when you're ochel ba'ones, you don't make a bracha, even b'makom shachech nana. The makor for that is the ra'ah. That's also the Ritva that we just saw. The Magen Avraham and the Ritva also compare this to the case of a woman who is nensa, even if she enjoys it, still it doesn't take away from the din ones. And again, we discussed that. What does that mean? You know, there it's a din ones, and the Torah din aser her labayla. Maybe over here you would still think that since it's tali behana, you should make a bracha. And you'd either have to answer that they weren't misakin a bracha every place you have hana, or like the Ritva says that you're ein onana because tsar hu lo, which is, I think, a very interesting svara. When you're compelled to eat something, so that's not something pleasant, and that's not something that you would make a bracha on. Okay. There's much more to say on that topic. And I think when we did the Shulchan Aruch, we talked more about that already. So I don't think we need to get into all the details. You could chazer what we said last time. I just wanted to, this is what sort of the new haros that came out from the Rishonim and Ar Sugya that I hadn't seen last time. Okay. So now turning to Mem Zayin on the base, the Sugya of Am Haaretz. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Ezehu am haaretz kol she'enu kar kriyash ma'arvis v'shacharis divi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua omer kol she'enu meniach tefillin. Benazei omer kol she'en lo tzitzis bevigdo. Which presumably means a baggage of arva kanfos without tzitzis. Rabbi Nasan omer kol she'en lo mezuzah al pischo. Rabbi Nasan Bar Yosef Omer, Kol Shiyesh Lo Banim Ve'en Megadim Talmud Torah. I don't know, you send your kids to public school or something. Acherim Omrim, Afilu Kara V'shana V'lo Shimesh Talmud Yechachamim, Harei Ze'am Ha'aretz. Acherim have a very broad definition of Ha'aretz. Somebody can be Kara V'shana, they can know lots of Torah, they might have even finished Chas, but they weren't Meshamesh Talmud Yechachamim. Such a person is an Am Ha'aretz. So with respect to what din is this Braisa talking about? And especially because the Gemara says, we paskin like Acherim, we paskin that Kar V'shana V'lo Shimesh Talmid Chachamim is an Am Haaretz. So nafkamino gabi what? So Rashi Sota Chaf Beis Med Aleph, or maybe it's Chaf Hei Med Aleph, I remember, says, Ezo Am Haaretz, Shenechshad Alataros V'ala Maestros Mokhzak Magao Talmid. The nafkamino for these things is, number one, they're chashad al taros. Two, maisros. Three, that they're presumed tamei, mago tamei. Tosus over here writes that some about Zimun, at least also about Zimun. Not sure if it argues with Rashi, but Tosus is basically saying that according to l'halacha l'maisa, our Gemara teaches us that you can't make a Zimun with someone who is an Am Haaretz. And what's the definition of an Haaretz? Someone even who learned and Kara Vishana Veloshimish Talmid Chachamim, you can't make a Zimun with him. Now the Rishonim point out that a bunch of Amei Haaretz could make a Zimun together, presumably. They have Chibor, right? So let's say you have three people eating together and all of them have not been Mishamish Talmid Chachamim, they can make a Zimun together, just the Talmid Chacham couldn't be mitztaref with them to a Zimun. Now, why are we so machmir for Zimun? So presumably the answer is because of what we said at the beginning of today's shir, which is that for Zimun, you need a particular tziruf. You need, it's not just enough that three people are eating at the same time, but they need to join together, to eat together. So we've discussed a number of the criteria necessary to create the tziruf for Zimun. We've talked about it, that you need there to be haseba, and what about if one of them comes late or leaves early, or all those types of questions. But another application of this is that the Talmud Chacham can't be mitzaref with the Haaretz. So that's why even on Am Haaretz, let's say, counts for a minion, everybody agrees, and Am Haaretz counts for a minion, say Kaddish Baruch Hu. Zimun is different. Why? Because there you need tziruf. And therefore, the standard is much higher. And the Bir Halacha, Reish Shadi Test, more or less says something like that. Now, we paskin like Acherim, the Gemara says, that's what Rafuna says. So therefore, someone who is Kar V'shana V'loshimish Talmud Chachamim can't be mitztaref with the Zimun with the Talmud Chacham. But Tosa says, that we don't paskin like. What do you mean? How can we paskin? How do we not paskin like it? Our Gemara says, halacha ke'acherim. So Tosa answers, this is based off of another Gemara in Chagiga that says that we accept Eidos from Am Haaretz. Why? Even though really you shouldn't. Shelo yekol acha be'achad holech bo nevan el atzma. Gemara in Chagiga. What does that mean? And it says, Kiman Makablan Ha'idna Sadusa. How would nowadays we take Sadusa from an Am Haaretz? The reason is they didn't used to be that way. They changed their policy. Why? Sometimes you can call it Eva. You know, we don't want, if we go ahead and we ostracize this Am Haaretz, we don't include him in our Zimun, we don't accept Eidos from him. So what's going to happen? He's going to go form his own denomination. He's going to say, look, these guys don't want me. They're not interested in me. I'm going to go form my own denomination, and it's going to be bad. He's going to be holech v'onavam el atzmo. So they were concerned about this, and therefore they said, you know what, that's the way you actually should be mezamin with such a person. Now, the Gemara earlier said, Tanya, Ezu Am Haaretz, Kol Sheinu Ochel Chulin Chuliyav Betara. Now, Am Haaretz, someone who doesn't eat Chulin Betara, Devir Meir, Chamim Omrim, Kol Sheinu Maaser Peirosav Karawi. Someone who doesn't always take Maestros appropriately. Now, Let's talk about that for a moment, because it actually brings back. So it says that an Am Haaretz is someone who doesn't eat chulin betahara. So the question is, why? Why do you have to eat chulin betahara? In other words, a lot of times we think about Am Haaretz as someone who maybe is ignorant. Actually, Am Haaretz came up in this past week's parsha, right? In the context of Karban Chatas, when it was machalik between different types of Chatas, the Kohen HaMashiach, and the Nasi, and then it says, Am Haaretz. So the Tana Kama, sorry, Reb Meir says that an Am Haaretz is someone who doesn't eat chulin betahara. So why does anyone need to eat chulin betahara? So this is actually very interesting. If you look at the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, the Ramban says that eating chulin betahara is begeder kedoshim to you. In other words, it's not something, an aspect of Kedusha is chulin betahara. But if you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, Perk Tes Zayin, in Halacha Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, he has a different Mahalach. He says something very interesting. There's nothing wrong with being Tameh. There's a mitzvah for Yisrael to be Metar Atzmo B'Regel, but to be Tahor the rest of the time? Why? Why do you have to be Tahor? Why would it be even a Chumrah? That makes sense. Even a Kohen is allowed to become Tameh, just not Tameh Lameis or a Nazir. So why, what's wrong with becoming Tameh? So when it's Beregel, so then we understand. Kol Yisrael Muzharim Lios Torim B'chol Regel, Mepnei Shehem Nechonim Likanes B'mikdash V'lechol Kanshim. But why is there this idea of eating chulin betahara? So the Rambam explains, "Afal pishemoter lechol ochlin tameyim, v'lishdos mashkin tameyim. Chasidim arishonim hayu ochlin chulin betahara, v'nizharim min hatumos kulan kol yemeyim. V'hena nikran prushim." Right? You wonder where the phrase prushim comes from. The Pharisees and the Sadducees. What are prushim? Prushim are people that were poresh from tuma. V'davar zeh kedusha yisrei rahi, v'dar chasidus, sheyia nivdal adam uporesh mishar ha'am. It's all about separating from the riffraff. In other words, the inyan of being, this whole idea that you see throughout Shas of eating chulin b'tahara, or what we call having a din chaver and the like, all that, it's not because there's anything bad about tuma, but it's to stay away from bad company. And along similar lines, if you look in our sugya, the Ritva, the Meiri, they explain the reason why you're not mezamin in Maharetz is because not roi for tamal chacham lahase besudim am haaretz. And the idea l'chora is sholo yilmod b'maisav. In other words, a person has to beware of the company in which they keep. The company that they keep, and one way to do that is chulin b'tahara. Now, there's a very interesting matzchis on this, as I'll tell you in a moment. Right, the halacha is tinyan d'yoma. Right, as we said, by regel, everybody has to be tahor. But there's another halacha that regel kulam chaverim. Kulam chaverim means everybody is a din chaver, which means, among other things, that they're treated, they're neman, like they eat chulin b'tahara. So all the halachos that normally prevent a Talmud Chacham from eating with the Am Haaretz, they don't apply in a regel. And through that, there's going to be achva v'reyos bein kulam. That's what's called Yisrael Chaverim. The Matzchiah says, incredible thing, it's a Matzchiah Sanida Lamedal and Amralef on the Gemara that says, asam kulam chaverim. So it says the Matzchiah that even though we have this idea that our Gemara stresses that Talmud Chacham should stay away from Amaratzim, but that also comes with a very big cost. He says it very starkly. He says, "V'lo l'chinam Amar Rabbi Akiva k'shehaya Am Haaretz mi'itein li Talmud Chacham v'anashchenu k'chamor." Gemara Pesachim Mem Tes. Rabbi Akiva said that when I was in Am Haaretz, my feeling towards Talmidei Chachamim was, I would kill them or kick them or bite them, right? Why such antagonism? So Maschis is saying, well, you know, we can't actually totally just blame the Amei Haaretz for that, because look at what we're doing. We are treating them as contaminated and not being mitztaref with the Zimun. And so on the one hand, that might have been appropriate to some degree, because Shelo Yilmod Mimaisav, but at the same time, we also had this downside to it. And he says, so Beregel, we would do the opposite. What will we do, Beregel? That by Aliyas HaRegel, to create Achdos, and he quotes a Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, who writes this, we would drop all those restrictions. And Kol Yisrael Chaverim. I'll read you, he quotes the Yerushalmi that says this, but he quotes the Rambam in two places in Mor Nevuchim in terms of, like, what's the purpose of the Tamei HaMitzvos for Aliyas HaRegel. So the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, Aval yamim tovim hema kulam l'simcha u'l'kibbutz, shiesh bahem hana'a, whoops, I just lost the place, sorry, shiesh bahem hana'a shebnei adam srichen aleihem. People need that chevershaft. V'yesh mehem to'eles b'nin ha'ava shetzricha shetia b'en b'nei adam b'kibbutzam ha'medini, right? So we need to create chevra, we need to create love, camaraderie. Aval to'eles yamim tovim yadua l'mash yegiel adam to'eles min ha'kibbutz ha'hu. It's good for them, it's good for society. V'yishchadish ha'tor b'pu'ulos ha'hu v'tehayiv b'nei adam v'chevrasam tzasam l'tzasam. So that's why Beregel Kulam Chaverim. Very interesting idea. Now, one interesting question, as we said before, we don't paskin this halacha anymore. In other words, we do have a zimun with Amei Haaretz. But we still have to figure out what is this geder of Kara Vishana, the Loshimish Talmidei Chachamim, which we say we paskin as a din am haaretz, at least nekara din. What does that mean nowadays? You know, especially because Shimush Talmidei Chachamim is not something that we do, in at least in sort of what seems to be the more classical sense. So take a look at the Chazon Ish, and discusses this in two places. He says more or less the same thing, but in slightly different words, and it's worth looking at. So one is in Shvius, Simon Yud, O Zion. So he writes that Bismana Gemara, what does it mean, Lo Shana, you know, Lamad Vishana, Lo Shimish Talmid Chachamim, right? So I'll even just read it to you. Umiyumash Gemara Sota Sham, the Osen Shakar Vishana, Lo Shimshu Bismanam, Hayu Bechad Sad Gruim, May Osan Shalom Shanu. Taha Karu Lahasam Rasha Aram Magush. From the Gemara Sota, we quoted earlier, it sounds like someone who learned, right, Karvishana, but Lo Shimesh Talmid Chachamim, is even worse than the person that didn't even learn. It's better in another sense. The earlier Tanaim were, in a sense, less restrictive, right? But on the other hand, if you had a person who keeps mitzvos, right? He says Shema, he puts on tefillin, he wears tzitzis, but he's an Am Haaretz in the sense that doesn't know anything. And then you have somebody else who's Kar Vashana, but Lo Shimesh Talchamim, who's worse. So says Chazon Ish, it's mashma that the guy who was Lo Shimesh Talmid Chachamim is worse. So why is that? So that's one question, why is that? And two is, why, you know, what does that mean nowadays? So he says that, what does it mean nowadays? V'ulai hu bizmanenu gamkein, shemishanasan sedura lahen bekufya. Kara v'shan of lo shimesh nowadays means someone who has learned, but they understand things superficially. V'enam yodin la'ayin u'lahavin, but they don't know how to learn be'ion. They don't know how to be ma'ayin. So what's so bad about it? They are prideful in the presence of Talmid Chachamim who actually do know how to learn and understand the Omek Kadavar. They don't listen and they don't submit. Meaning to say, they say, look, they hold themselves to be a Talmid Chacham. Why? Because Karvashana. They learn. They know many Masechtos. They may have been a Siyumin. They may even a Simashas. They know how to learn a little bit. Right? So what happens? But they don't, you know, they're much more dangerous. Why are they more dangerous? Because the person doesn't know anything. No, he doesn't know anything. But these people who are Kar Vashana Veloshimesh, which again, for us means that they have a superficial knowledge, they think they know something. They write articles, they issue psukim, they don't have the reverence for the people that really know. And that's something that's dangerous. And that's why the person that was Kar Vashana Veloshimesh, in a sense, is much worse, the Gemara implies, than the person who wasn't even Kar Vashana. They're much more harmful. And you know, you see this all the time. You know, Rabbi Schechter oftentimes, for example, will talk about, or Tversky also, and people who are paskening shilas that are above their league. You know, that such a shaila to paskin, you need to be a baki and shas, and you need to be mishamesh, not just mishamesh in the literal sense, but you have to have a deeper understanding of Torah. Along similar lines, if you take a look at the Chazon Ish in Emuno Vitachon, Perek Gimel, Os Chafhei, he's also talking about what is an Am Haaretz Bizman Hazeh, and what's an Am Chacham Bizman Hazeh. And again, he says the same type of point. He quotes it from Yisrael Salanter, which I thought is very interesting. First of all, the Chazon Ish doesn't quote any Achronim, very rarely. And I don't remember any other place in the Sefer Emunah Bitachon where he quotes anybody, any Achron. And here he's quoting a letter from Yisrael Salanter. And it's particularly interesting because people say that the Sefer Emunah Bitachon, even though it's really only a small part, but I once took a class in Revel. The professor was very into this idea that Emunah Bitachon is a polemic against the Musar movement. So even if he's right, it's only a small section, but it's not. Maybe it's against certain perversions of what he thought was people acting in the name of the Musar movement, but you see his tremendous respect for the Musar movement. He quotes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter over here. It's the only... I don't know if there's any other place he quotes a contemporary person or even an Achron. So, but he makes a similar point, which is that Shimush Talmid Chachamim means to understand the Omek HaDavar. Now, why do we call that Shimush Talmid Chachamim? I think it's because to learn how to learn B'iyan, you need a Rebbe. In other words, the texts of the Gemara, of the Shulchan Aruch, you don't need a Rebbe anymore, right? You don't need a Rebbe. You could just read the Svarim, right? So you don't need a Rebbe for the information. You need the Rebbe to teach you how to learn, to teach you how to ask questions, to give answers. That can only be transmitted person to person. Now, you can't get it through books. So that's what he's saying. He's saying that. You know, what someone who's Kar Vashana Veloshimesh Talmid Chachamim, it's an Am Haaretz who knows Shas. And he thinks he's a Talmud Chacham. And Memela, that could cause a Kilkel Gadol. I'll just read you the way he puts it over here. Ukshem Shefligu Chazal Al HaTorah She'inima Yerushamayim, Kach Ifligu Yerushamayim Below Torah. So Torah without Yerushamayim, we know many Ma'amari Chazal is really very terrible. So too, Yerushamayim without Torah is very, very damaging as well. Like Ein Bor Yirei Chet, Lo Amar Tz Chassid, etc., etc. Im Am Ha'aretz Hu Chassid, Al Tador V'Shchunaso, right? B'Shem Am Ha'aretz Nechlechu Tanai. Maskinan B'Brachos, how do we paskin what's the gather of an Am Ha'aretz? Afilu Kar V'Shanav Loshimish Talmid Chachamim Harez Am Ha'aretz. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the Shimush Talmidei Chachamim Achshav Hainu Hamas V'Amatan Hayuni Ha'amok Shal Aposkim Hamaser Biyadeinu. It's learning Biyun. Skipping a little, he adds something else very interesting. V'zeshel Amo B'Limud HaGemara V'lo Yiga B'Toyros Until Yishonim B'Shanim Rabos K'dei Ashira Maspik Liknos Bina Yisera Lahavin or Habahir, Bavaz Bavirava, Shalominav Shobechrech as Shem Chaver. The Chazal Kade Lahir al Adam, Lishkida Satira, to encourage people to be Masmidim, Lo Nasu Pine Haatzel Halazet. The Karav Shem Aretz. Why do they treat him in Amar? Why do they treat this guy who's Karav Shana so badly? The reason is because he could have been a Talmud Chacham. But why? He was lazy. He didn't learn Be'ion. So, V'shalom Mimen Zchuyos Miuchados. That's why, that's our study there, that we don't have a Zimun. Fine. So again, let's Chazar. So our Gemara says that you don't make a Zimun in someone who's Karav Shana V'lo Shimesh. The Rosh and the Tosa Rosh emphasized this point that we just saw in the Chazon Ish. That's because he was posheya de lo lamad. In other words, right? The lashon is what he quotes over there. The Rosh and the Tosa Rosh, they quote Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shmaria. That's a different pshat, and he says lo nhira de lo damya laha shmaita taklal. And even though elsewhere we said you can make a zimun. In mim, if he's yodel mim avarich, lo damia lahashmaita taklal, dam haaretz pasha b'madalei lamad. Right. The problem with the amaretz was that he was posheya. However, like we said before, that was originally, but then they were chosheish that yelchi of nebam oliatzma. Right, he's going to open up his own yeshiva and he's going to start his own denomination. And after all, he thinks he's a big expert. So therefore, they changed their mind. And they said, no, you know what? We should make a Zimun with them. Fine. So that is the first approach to how nowadays we make Zimun with an Am Haaretz, even though our Gemara says you shouldn't. Tosfos and Chagiga gives a different answer, additional answer. He has that answer. He has additional answer. And he writes, because maybe we're not machzik ourselves to be a Talmud Chacham. In other words, remember we said before that... that Am Haaretz could make a Zimun with it themselves. It's just the Talmud Chacham can't have the Zimun with the Am Haaretz. And so the point is, he say this he has from the Ri Mefaresh, the Lo Kol Arota Lito Hashem Lahasik Atzma Ol Talmud Chacham Shelo Lazamin Im Haaretz Biyado Lito Bein Anu Machzikin Atzmenu Talmud Chacham Leni Zeh. Right. So I can't. It's not appropriate to consider yourself a Talmud Chacham not to have a Zimun with an Am Haaretz, because an Am Haaretz can't have a Zimun with an Am Haaretz. So therefore, since we're not machzik ourselves as Talmid Chachamim, mimela we can have Zimun with an Am Haaretz. So there we have two answers. We'll see a couple more answers in a minute as to why we do Zimun nowadays with an Am Haaretz. Now, there's another sugya that deals with Am Haaretz besides our Gemara, and that's the sugya in Psachim, Daf Mem Tes. And the question is, how do these two sugyas relate? And it's important to note, by the way, that sugya, even though, you know, you might just think it's an Agadata sugya, the Rif quotes the whole thing. So the Rif thought this Gemara is lahalacha. So if you take a look, I'll just, you know, over there, it talks about how a Talmud Am Haaretz, they're terrible and you should kill them. And, you know, Tana Rabbanan, I'll just read a little bit of it. Shishadvar Namu Bam Arts, and Mosim Lo Edus, and Makalamenu Edus, and Magalan Lo S Hasod, the Numano Sapo Trapasali Soman, the Mosim Lo Kupashal Stakov, and Mislavin Imo Bedarech, the Yesh Omen, and Machrizin Al Ave Dasso, the Tanakama Mai Lo Tani Machriz Al Dasso, Sabrizin, and Dafumi Exar Malia, Bachilay Fine. V Kasha Lacha, so ask the Riff. Ham Rinan Hasam Kimanu Kamsadusa Haidna Me'am Haaretz Kiman Kerbiosi. So now we have a stira. The Gemara in Psachim says that we don't take Eidos from an Am Haaretz, and the Gemara in Chagiga that Ta'artosis quote says that nowadays we do take Eidos from an Am Haaretz. Hahu Am Haaretz the Hasam Lav Kam Haaretz the Hacha. The Am Haaretz in Chagiga that we now accept Eidos from Mipneivar. So that's a different type of Am Haaretz. Dilu Hasam Leise B'Mikra Mishnah. The Gemara over there in Chagiga, like, is talking about an ignorant person. Avol Derech Eretz Uve Mitzvos Isay. He's part of society. He does mitzvos. Kigon to Lochasher Shvus Avos Nusa V'Leichade Anpa Me'anpe Paslanusa. Avol Haaretz Tohacha. The Am Haaretz that we're talking about here in the Seches Psachim. The Chashid Akol Hani De Amran. Who? Ta Chashid Alag Neva. He's someone who we suspect him of stealing, Lefikach en nosach b'chabas v'chashanami ashvichos damim. We're concerned he might murder. Lefikach en mislavin imo baderach. Don't go with him alone. He might kill you. Ba'od shuchashad al arayos. He can't be trusted with respect to arayos. That's why muta lenochav yom kippurim kegon shayir ratzach arazachar arachar nairam urasav yom kippurim shemut latzim nafshel. So the Rif understands that basically there are two sugyos of Amharetz. One sugyos of Amharetz is Imsachim, that's talking about a really bad guy. And about him, you know, we don't accept Eidos. You wouldn't be able to make a Zimun for sure, even nowadays. And then we have the Amharetz of our sugya, the sugya of Masachas Chagiga, the guy who is ignorant, but not like a terrible person, not a terrible person at all. And for him, we do accept Eidos. That's the Rif's Mahalis. If you take a look at the Rosh in our sugya, Parak Zion of Masachas Brachos Simen Chaf, he gives a different answer to this kasha, this stira. The Rosh writes, Va'edna, Ena Nizar Milazamein Im Amaretz, Gamor. Nowadays, we even have a Zimun with Amaretz Gamor. Kreb Yossi Shalo, Yehei Kol Echad Holich Vana Bama Le'atzmo. Bachinam Yamina Parak Basar De Chagiga, Kaman Mekam La'edna Sadusa Me Amaretz, Kreb Yossi. Yes, the same kash as the Rif. Aye, but we say Imsachim, we don't take our Eidos from an Amaretz, right? Now, what did the Rif answer? The Rif answered, there's two types of Amaretz. Let's see, what does the Rosh answer? So his answer is that, not like the Rosh answers, that there are two tkufos. We changed our mind, right? Like our Tosos, right? Originally, we didn't accept Eidos. Now we accepted Eidos. Originally, we didn't make a Zimun. Now we made a Zimun. Shaleya kol echad bonavam aliatzma. In other words, according to the Rosh, there's two tkufos. One type of Amaretz. When we say Amaretz, we always mean the same thing. But we're talking about two different tkufos. Originally, they were much more doichad Amaretz. But they thought that was a bad idea. So then they pulled them back. And according to Rif, the answer is there's two types of Am Ha'aretz. Now, fine. Now, why did the Rif learn the way he did? So he tells you, because it's clear from the Gemara Pesachim that this guy, this Am Ha'aretz, it says you're allowed to kill him on Yom Kippur. So it's not just someone who's, is a little ignorant. So what would the Rosh say back to that? So maybe the Rosh would say, like the Ritva Psachim, Mem Tesamah Beis, right? So the Gemara and Psachim is a little bit of a guzma. Va'anachon shedivru chachamim lashon havai, the guzma. V'zeo shamar b'yom ha-kippur shechalios b'shabbos. What does he have if you can kill him even on Yom Kippur that chal on Shabbos? Shabbos? What difference does that make? The answer is, because it's a guzma. We were, and why were they so magzim? Like we saw before in the Chazon Ish, u'kidei lazaris b'nei adam l'tera magzim in alam eretz b'chol seh. So people will learn well. You know how you're going to get someone to buckle down and learn if they're a little bit, not so serious? You tell them, if you don't learn, you're going to be an Amaretz. Oh, bye. Now, so whereas according to the Rosh, so the Rif takes it literally, and Mimeli has to conclude that there's two types of Amaretz. Now, there's another answer to the Bimiyash of the Stira between what we do today and our Gemara, the Riaz. If you look at the Riaz in our Gemara, it's quoted in the Shulte Giboyrim. The Riaz says, "V'ner be'enai sha'olam samchul b'zeh al divrei ha'meko sha'amru eze amaretz kol she'enu korei kriya shema v'shachas v'arvis v'meno korei kriya shema shachas v'arvis afilu zan b'zeh en mizam den alav she'en lanu almi lismach," says the Riaz. Another answer, right? The kasha is, how do we do Zimun today with amaretz? Answer is, we pass on like the other opinion in the Gemara that says, yeah, you're only an Amaretz if you don't say Shema. Nowadays, almost everybody says Shema. So Mimele, you could have a Zimun with them. Now, the problem is, I don't understand. The Gemara said explicitly, Halacha Kacherim. How could the Riaz say, yeah, we don't pass him like that? You have to say the Pshat is, that's what he means when he says, Ein lam ami lesmoch. B'shas adchak, we're somech on adas yachid. And it's a chiddush, because even though the Gemara explicitly passed like the other view, and he says, so we have an interesting chiddush, shas adchak, we somech on this view, and therefore, we could do it. So says the Knesset Sagdoil on the Torah, and then Kuf Tzadi test. What's a nafkamina between the reason of the Riaz and the reason, let's say, the Rosh? The nafkamina is according to Rosh, you could be mezamen with everybody nowadays because shaleik obana bama liatzmo, even if he doesn't say Shema. According to Riaz, it's only if he at least says Shema, right? But if he doesn't fit any, if he's an Amaretz according to Koladeos, what the Rosh calls an Amaretz Gamor, then we could be mezamen. All right, we're out of time. We'll go weiter next time, but maybe we'll just talk a little bit next time about the Shulchan Aruch on this topic of Amaretz, Kuf Tzadi Tesef Gimel. I also want to quickly talk about another sugya, which came up actually at the end of Ketzah Mevarchim, which is the halacha that you shouldn't eat with Amei Haaretz, and that's paskened in the Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Ayin, and take a look at the Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha, especially about the din of whether you should be Mesiv in Amei Haaretz, especially in a Sudas Mitzvah. Okay. Have a good day, and Bezras Hashem will have our final Chabura on Tuesday.
Thank you for the shiur.
Okay, Kol Tov. I'm sorry I have to run to Mincha.
Thank you, Rabbi.